May the Lord help us to commence this morning with 154. Much we talk of Jesus' blood, but how little's understood of his sufferings so intense, angels have no perfect sense. Who can rightly comprehend their beginning or their end? 'Tis to God and God alone that their weight is fully known. Hymn 154.
help us to read together from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12. The Acts, chapter 12. Now, about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. And the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side, and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly." And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals." And so he did. And he saith unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee, and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together, praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, "Thou art mad." But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, "It is his angel." But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he, beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, Go, show these things to James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. Now, as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what was become of Peter. And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. But they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus the king's chamberlain their friends, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne, and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, It is the voice of a God, and not of a man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms, and gave up the ghost. But the word of God grew and multiplied. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem, when they had fulfilled their ministry, and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word of truth. Now may he help us and teach us to pray. Almighty God, once again we stand in this solemn place. And Lord, once again, a sinner would approach unto thee. But Lord, how can such sin come? I who am but dust and ashes. Lord, one of the hymn writers expresses it, sick sinner. And, O Lord, thou knowest all about us, and thou knowest us through and through. But, O Lord, as we come, could we be blessedly favoured to be found looking unto Jesus? Could our focus this day be Jesus only? Lord, thou art King of kings and Lord of lords. Thou didst lay thy glory by. Thou didst come for sick sinners. Thou didst come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Thou knowest our great need. For, O Lord, thou didst suffer. For the sins of thy dear people. May it be a real question with each of us. May there be that by thy blessed Spirit. How stands the case, my soul, with thee? For heaven are thy credentials sure. Is Jesus Christ thy only plea? Is he thy great forerunner there? Santa, my soul, I am thy salvation. Lord, as we come, we have great need, Lord, for thanksgiving. Lord, thou hast preserved, despite those grievous things that have come. Lord, we have each been kept, he preserveth. And Lord, brought once more to gather round thy holy word of truth. In this place where prayer is wont to be made, oh, do we would pray. Accept then our praise, our humble thanksgiving for every mercy and Lord thou canst preserve. Lord, in a split second of time, in moments of time, oh, we give thanks then for every mercy. But oh Lord, one day it will be to stand before thy face, and we know not what a day, an hour, a moment may bring forth. Lord, our prayer is then, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform. It must be all of grace. To be with our dear friends, to be with, Lord, the dear children, the dear younger ones. Lord, in this burden, in this, Lord, great thing that has come upon them. Oh, we do plead, Lord, that thou would in mercy draw near and comfort them. And Lord, draw near and go with them in all those things that must be walked out. And grant that wisdom and grant that help, and may there be a proving, my God shall supply all your need according to those riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And may this dear church and people truly bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Lord, thou knowest the need. Oh, we do plead then that thou would bless Lamb, Lord, overcome every, Lord, difficulty, every mountain, every impossibility. And Lord, do hear the cries of the brethren in this. And Lord, do bless them together in this. And O Lord, O with each of us, it makes us recall that solemn word in Isaiah, who shall dwell in everlasting burnings. O Lord, may it be, Lord, with each of us, Lord, a true pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, not left to neglect so great salvation. Lord, may there be a true cry from each heart. Oh, Lord, in mercy begin. May there be a who can tell. May there be a God, be merciful to me, a sinner. May there be, Lord, that as mine's an urgent pressing case, sir, come down, ere my child die, a casting of the burden upon the Lord, and knowing thy sustaining. Oh, do help us, Lord, and have mercy upon us, O Lord, and work amongst this church and people. May, Lord, souls truly be born again in this house of prayer. May there be that begun. May there be that blessedly carried on. And Lord, do sanctify these things. Make them holy. All things work together for good to them that love thee. O Lord, do grant those eyes of faith to see it. O faith to know that it is well. Well while life endure, and well when called to die. Lord, we do plead then thy mercy on each of the dear children. O Lord, how they need that keeping continually as the very apple of thine eye, delivering from all evil, leading not into temptation. And Lord, as they fast grow up in years, O do, Lord, provide for them, meet their need. May they be favoured to seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and to know that all these things shall be added unto you. Do, we would pray, bless each then in the dear families, each need, Lord. We each need to lean upon our beloved. We each need thee to go before. We each need that help, Lord, day by day and night by night also. In mercy then do remember us, Lord, in, Lord, all our need, in our lowest state truly at times. And Lord, where there is that need for that healing, Lord, whether in body, in mind, in soul, in circumstances, O Lord, we do plead then, and thy restoring mercies undertake, O Lord, undertake. O, do thou be our burden bearer then. In mercy do remember those that do know sorrow, affliction. Lord, those that walk a groaning pathway, whether present or absent, Lord, do in thy mercy draw near, be very near and very gracious unto them. Lord, and oh, do we will pray, work in these things also. As a mother comforteth, so will I comfort you. Go before in these things. May there be that knowledge. May there be that, Lord, by thy blessed Spirit, that the Lord will provide. Jehovah Jireh, Lord, in mercy then do, we will pray. Help us day by day, night by night, to look unto Jesus, to see one, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Lord, meet each need then. There are those needs, Lord, in the heart. There are those needs, Lord, Lord, secret needs, those burdens, those concerns, Lord, we do plead that thou would meet, Lord, those needs also. Remember me, O my God, concerning this also. Lord, send none empty away this day. May we not, as it were, be that dry breast. May we not, Lord, be left to confusion of face. Oh, but do feed, Lord, the dear brethren, with that food convenient. Feed my lambs, feed my sheep. Oh, blessed Spirit of truth, rend the heavens and come down and do so. Oh, open our mouth wide, do thou fill it. Grant those acceptable words to the preacher. O Lord, do thou be that great preacher. O, if thou dost take the Lord those things, And Lord, fill the mouth, fill the very heart, fill the very soul, fill thy house. O blessed Spirit of truth, this is thy work, that we may all be taken up by thee. Lift up the beggars from the dunghill then. May there be that that blessedly looks and lives. Encourage, oh, do encourage, Lord, each that are laid low, brought low, affliction, suffering, sorrow. In mercy then may we prove that resurrection power and our very hearts to burn within us. Lord, we plead, certainly I will be with thee. We plead, Lord, to be made the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message. We plead for thy word and the opening up of it, to find the deep that coucheth beneath, to find that that blessedly shines through of this same Jesus. Man doth not live by bread alone, but it is by every word that proceeds from thee. Now, Lord, we would look to thee. Lord, to help our land, our nation. Oh, that there may be even on thy day a seeking for that wisdom from above, that thou would raise up men, women of prayer, that there may be a coming apart, Lord, that we may know it and rest a while. And oh, Lord, that blessed, unseen influence, and yet that seen and that known, oh, do guide us, O thou great Jehovah, then. And may, Lord, men, whether in our parliament, in our royal house, in our judiciary, in those that keep the peace, at home and abroad, may they see the need for that wisdom. May they see the need for thee. For none speaketh, none teacheth like thee, Lord. Oh, do help us then nationally to cast the burden upon the Lord and know thy sustaining. Lengthen out those mercies now. Work in our poor land. Turn, and Lord, we shall be turned. Turn us back again, Lord, to thee. And Lord, do remember thy people. Caught up in conflict, caught up in grievous things, caught up, Lord, in deep persecution, in deep need, as those things come upon the earth. O Lord, we do plead that thou would, O hear their cries, and may thy church, Lord, know that one accord and one place in this also. O Lord, meet their need. We know not, but thou knowest. Blessed be thy holy name, thou knowest. He knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. And as we are living in those last times, O Lord, and those things coming upon the earth, O Lord, may there be a looking unto thee. We know not, Lord, but oh, to be prepared. Oh, to know that oil in the vessel. Do help, Lord, our dear friend at the desk, each deacon, in all those needs and concerns, and this church and people. Lord, in mercy, hear their cries. In mercy, Lord, do help in the singing of the hymns. Hear our prayers, accept our praises. And Lord, we would not forget those born into this house of prayer in the heart. Thou knowest where they are. Have mercy upon them, work in them. and those unable to get up to thy house, those that would be here but cannot. Lord, visit them in mercy and covenant love. Make the bed, Lord. Come into the very room, Lord, and fill with thy sacred presence. Oh, then, what a day, one of the days of Son of Man upon this earth. Hear prayer for those as they gather at home. Thy dear servant, we hope with them. Lord, do bless them then together. Now, in mercy, remember us and be our help. Lord, oh, we have a great need for thy mercy and thy help. As we ask it all, begging for thy forgiveness for all that we are and ask amiss, pleading that one precious name of Jesus, help, Lord, for his sake.
Hymn 668. Jehovah God, eternal Lord most high, permit a worm to bow before thy throne, a worm deserving endless misery, but pleased the blood that did for sin atone. 668.
and complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the portion that we read from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12 and verse 5. The Acts, chapter 12, verse 5. It's the second part of this verse that's been on my mind. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Yesterday morning, down in my shed at the foot of the garden, this word came powerfully and rested upon my spirit. I knew nothing of the needs amongst you as a dear church and people. But I felt there was a deep need and a deep burden that must be borne together. Prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. What a blessed place the early church was in. If we want to try to understand what those words of the dear Lord Jesus meant, the words that we find in the closing verses of the Gospel according to Luke, "Tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with that power from on high." The power was known in the preaching of the word. The power was known in that grace that we read that was upon all. The power was known in that they were one accord and one place. The Lord knew, endued with that power from on high. And oh, at that season, it was not only that, and in no sense would we pass it by. Oh, the blessed power that was known on that day of Pentecost. 3,000 souls the Lord blessedly worked in, and yet worked in individually and worked in collectively to his honor, to his glory, to his eternal praise. But then we read there was that added to the church daily, such as shall be saved. But there was another side also. The first chapter of the Acts begins with that solemn account of what happened to Judas Iscariot. We read of Ananias and Sapphira lying before the Lord. They had all things in common, and yet they lied concerning it. And here we read of Herod, who stretched forth his hands against the church. how he was in a moment struck down, consumed, eaten of worms, and gave up the ghost. As so often in the Word of God, which side are we on? How stands the case, my soul, with thee? We quoted it in prayer. It is a real question. May it be a real question with us each. And oh, may none of us ever be left to, yes, harm, persecute, go out against one of these precious little ones of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Better, says the Lord, that a millstone were hanged about his neck and cast into the depths of the sea than harm one of these little ones. How we need that keeping. But oh, do you see so preciously in those early chapters in the Acts of the Apostles, preciously, the Lord working to his honour, to his glory, to his eternal praise, building on that rock which is Christ. And the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. Those enemies of those early church, and those solemnly involved with them, even these soldiers, Herod commanded to be put to death. Mark these things. They are left on record for our example. And they are left on record for the encouragement of his church and his people. Now, Herod had already killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. We're not told the circumstances. We're not told if the work was sudden, if there was time for the church to gather, time for prayer. And because he saw that it pleased the Jews, because he saw that it pleased man. And that's a solemn, just to turn aside for a moment, you know, that's a solemn, solemn thing in our land because it pleased man. There was a day when there were true statesmen in our land. And oh, they stood for that was right, even if they stood alone for it, as those in the early church did. Oh, that we may not be left to please man. But he proceeded further to take Peter also. It was a season, that Jewish season of unleavened bread. And we then go on to read of those things that were done to keep him. That in a prison, layer upon layer, as we would say today, of security, to keep him very tight, to keep that in. And I, as it were, go aside on this also. So there may be layer upon layer that keep something in. There may be barrier upon barrier. There may be thing upon thing. There may be argument upon argument. but it matters not to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. Doesn't matter how many layers of protection you may put, I may put around something, so the Lord knows. The Lord knows. It doesn't matter how many layers the old enemy puts upon something, how he tries to wrap it up, how he tries to bury it deep. It matters not to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, he can send his angel. He can send his messenger. He can send in a moment, twinkle of an eye, and there will be that change made. But at this season, what could the church do? They didn't know how the Lord would work. They didn't know if it was the Lord's will to spare. They'd lost one loved one, one precious one, one leader. And indeed, we've known great losses in the Church of Christ in recent months. One and another that truly labored in love for precious, never-dying souls in the churches, for many, many years, were made a great blessing and much used. But the church here, did they sit down in despair? No, they're under that blessed influence. And they gathered. I must be very careful what I say. But there was a phone call at home Monday night. What a blow it was. Tuesday night prayer meeting. There were those that gathered that aren't often at the Tuesday night prayer meeting because they gathered in love, because they gathered and they saw the deep need and that loving concern. In dear families, amongst the church and people, this prayer was made without ceasing. Oh, there was that love to dear Peter. There was that love to that shone through dear Peter of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. They'd known one devastating loss. Oh, they had a great need that the Lord would appear. Even as Peter was kept in the prison. Now one of the early blessings of the early church was that they knew the power of prayer. The marginal rendering in this pulpit Bible against that word prayer is instant. And earnest prayer was made. I understand in the original, much the same words are used concerning the dear Lord and that travail in the garden. Oh, we prayed the more earnestly. We sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. You see, the church was entering into the pathway of their Lord and their Saviour. Now you have known it here. Oh, do you pray to know it again? In deep need you've gathered. And oh, as the Lord sends those needs, oh, may this be the pathway. But, you see, the old enemy would bring down to despair and would bring down to nothing. The old enemy would vex the church. But, oh, the sword of the Spirit, that with divine power, oh, that wrestling given. It's a good number of years ago now. But the local churches gather, prayer meetings, church and nation, from time to time. And oh, I can remember one occasion. Those dear older men, I can't think of one of them living now, called one after another up to the desk. What a travail there was. It was felt, you know. Went out of that house of prayer. My dear grandmother said, that was a good prayer meeting. She'd felt it also. Younger ones and older ones had felt it together. And oh, the place where prayer is wont to be made, whether in the church at Philippi, whether in the church here, whether in the church at Swavesey, whether in the church in Zion, oh, the blessings of prayer, you see, when the Lord puts within that, that oh, such a burden, such an exercise, such a need, it may indeed come as the waves of the sea. Oh, there may be that that blessedly travails, that that blessedly lays hold. Prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. It is so. Is there one that comes in this morning, a sick sinner? It's found in one of the hymns of Dear Heart. Was a time, you know, when heart sings, hymns were sung. I didn't understand them. Didn't want them. But oh, you know, there's some precious, precious truths. And oh, particularly that for the sinner. Oh, in those heart hymns of Dear Heart. He reaches to the very heart of the matter. And oh, there is that that preciously, preciously looks to the remedy. Would you come in a burdened sinner? You're not alone, soul. You may feel it. It's in here. Nobody knows the outside. But the church, you know, travails for sinners. They have to. There's one in glory. There's their great high priest. And he's there to intercede. And he feels these infirmities. He travailed for them. And he'll cause his dear people to know that blessed travail for souls. Prayer was made without ceasing. You pray on. You plead on, sinner. In all that uncleanness, in all that sickness, in all as it drags you down. Oh, as you feel it. And oh, as you enter into it more and more, as you read the Lord's word, yes, that expresses my case, that expresses my need. And you can go through it, verse by verse, yea, word by word, yea, syllable by syllable, and it meets your need. Prayer was made without ceasing. Oh, and so, as prayer may be such a burden, it may lay upon you with such weight, as a heavy burden, too heavy for you. Let's try to express it. You know, there are times when the preacher truly feels those needs for acceptable words. Lord, thou knowest the need. But oh, prayer, dear friends, is not something just to be picked up and put down, is it? Prayer is that walked out. Prayer is that born. Prayer is that carried. Prayer is a load. And prayer is travail. When a woman is in travail, she knows it. Everything is by design. Is concentrated in bringing forth. And so it is in spiritual travail. And it is a load and it is painful and there is that travail in it. But the Church of Christ was here. And the Lord knows those that are here. Oh, it was no false burden, there was no false need. And bottom my garden yesterday morning, there was a great weight and there was a great need and a great travail. And prayer was made without ceasing. You know, the old enemy would bring us to cease. Well, what's the point? Now all this has come. Now it's different. Is it? Not if the Lord has sent me as the Lord's messenger in his message this morning. Prayer was made without ceasing. There is that to be borne. There is that to carry now. Misunderstand, dear friends, we're not always in those blessed places of travail. We're not always in those painful places, but they are blessed places. One in the purposes of heaven, one with his dear people. One, as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth. As sinners see their great need, as sinners look unto Jesus, as sinners need that help and need that to lay help upon one that is mighty, prayer was made without ceasing. And oh, the blessing of being carried to the throne of grace in prayer. Blessings indeed. And you'll feel it, you know, so. carried, upheld by the prayers of the brethren. What encouragement. Oh, if we come in our sin, in our confusion of faith, come in, Lord, all this laid upon me. Come in groaning within. But you see, what does prayer have? It has a focus. It has an object. It's not for me to cast stones, but it is for me to rightly divide the word of truth. And there's a solemn separation, you know, in prayer. And the Lord Jesus spoke of it. Two, he compared in that solemn parable, the Pharisee who prayed thus with himself, and the poor publican, one despised representative of that Roman Empire, and one by his very nature, we understand the word of God aright, crooked dealings. Now this man, he smote upon his breast, stood afar off, unable to lift up his eyes. God be merciful to me, a sinner. Which one went down to his house justified? Oh, may the Lord never leave us then to pray thus with ourselves, to some vain repetition, to something that satisfies the flesh. But may we know the travail of the Church of Christ. May we know that that's real, and that goes out, and that has a need, and that has a focus. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So, prayer was made without ceasing. The object of that prayer, that great heavenly high priest, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. O Lord, thou and thou alone can be our help. Oh, thou and thou alone can make bare thy holy arm, pluck thine arm out of thy bosom. Prayer was made without ceasing. Lord, I don't deserve the least of all thy mercies. But, oh Lord, didst thou not travel? Didst thou not grow? Didst thou not bear that great burden? Lord, was my need found there? Was my sin found there? Was all that I am found there? In darkness, in agony, in blood. Being in an agony. You consider that soul. He prayed the more earnestly. The word of God is very expressive. And oh, who can enter into that of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ? But oh, it blessedly travailed and gained the victory. It gained the victory for his dear people. Prayer was made without ceasing to that risen Lord, that risen Saviour, that victorious Lord, that victorious Saviour. Oh, does something blessedly open up here, sinner? Is there something so precious here? The Lord God omnipotent. And the very hairs of our head are all numbered, and he knoweth the way that I take. What this wretched, wretched lump of sin. This poor earthen vessel, this sick sinner. But he knoweth. If you go from prayer knowing that soul, you're blessed indeed. And you're a follower in the pathway, the footsteps of the flock looking unto Jesus. The Lord hath appeared. He knoweth. Prayer was made without ceasing. Oh, the Church of Christ cannot do anything but pray. And the Church of Christ cannot do anything but be blessed. Because he knoweth. But one sparrow falls to the ground and he knoweth it not. It's all known to him. What a comfort, comfort ye my people. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem. Why? Because her warfare is accomplished. Her iniquity is pardoned. She hath received of the Lord's hand double, double for all her sins. What does that word double refer to? That of the eldest son, a double portion, that blessedly given, freely given, free and sovereign grace. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Great is his faithfulness. Prayer was made without ceasing. The Lord knows the other pathways, the other needs, and can we separate it? In those afflictions, in those things that come, in the deep mourning state, in the needs of dear younger ones, in the needs of those afar off, the needs of those perhaps we know not where they are, but Lord, thou knowest. Prayer was made without ceasing. Go again 7 times. I think of dear Esther, you know. A dear woman, was put in that place by the Lord. And yet, surely if the Lord was going to work, she'd be called in to the king. And she would be enabled to influence perhaps a private word. No. Oh, she must venture. There was a great need. That decree had gone forth. The date had been set. And all those Jews were to perish. According to the influence and word of that wicked Haman. Here's another one, you see, plotting against the Lord. But prayer was made without ceasing. But she ventures. You venture on, soul. Who can tell? If I perish, I perish. But she'll perish there. In the presence of her King and in the presence of her Lord. But now she ventures. And that golden scepter, if it were not held out, there was that death sentence, but it's held out. And that golden scepter is still held out. And it's held out this morning. Prayer was made without ceasing. And oh, sinners are welcome at the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Oh, do you see something so precious here? Hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Oh, what a golden scepter is this. That of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Could I take, Lord, those precious name, that precious name upon my lips? And oh, those names, King of King and Lord of Lords. Oh, could I plead, Lord, in my great need, in my great distress? Oh, could I come venturing then? Could I come looking unto Jesus? I say again, that golden scepter is held out. And oh, what good success then was found. And how the enemy was overcome. And the Lord has travailed and the Lord has overcome this great captain of our salvation has blessedly, blessedly overcome. But that collective prayer. You dear children, I trust you're used in the family. The dear Father in the family, praying over the word. But you don't know what goes on in other places, in the house. You don't see the falling upon the knee, perhaps at the close of the day, perhaps during the day. You don't see, dear mothers in Israel, casting their burden upon the Lord. But do you pray, dear children? Do you pray? The Lord knows. I remember years ago, I think I must have been, thinking of the circumstances, 15. Seemed I spent all night in prayer. There was a deep need in the family. Deep need in a brother. And the Lord, you know, again and again I had to go to prayer. Prayer was made without ceasing. Were those prayers answered? Yes, they were. Have those prayers been answered since? Yes, they have. Blessed, blessed be His holy name. And I'd encourage you. Oh, the Lord, dear Lord encourages that prayer in the closet. The blessings of the secret place of the stairs. As rendered in one place in the Word. you see, of the church. Yes, there is that collective church, but oh, who can tell? Are you, do you desire to be one of these, of the church of Christ, of the living God? Oh, prayer was made without ceasing. Pray on, dear children, dear younger ones, and for him. The Lord knows the cause, the Lord knows the need, you know. And oh, may you be favoured to continue in prayer. Prayer was made without ceasing. And oh, may you know indeed answers of prayer. When you know not what to do, but our eyes are up on thee. Dear Jehoshaphat, oh, he had that good success. Dear Joshua also, as he was commanded, oh, that of prayer and meditation in his word, night and day. May the Lord bless you indeed in it. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £771, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Warren will administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. And Mr. Sayers is expected to preach on Wednesday evening, and Dr. Sadler next Lord's Day. And there will be a church meeting on next Friday evening. And the collections next Lord's Day will be for our friends John and Ruth. And I'd also say that our friends at Oakington hope to hold a baptismal service next Saturday at 2:30. Let us close with hymn 725. The sinner born of God, to God will pour his prayer, in sighs or groans or words expressed, or in a falling tear. 725.
forgive all spoken amiss. Bless, abundantly bless, thine own pure word. Remember those as they gather in the Sunday school. Help, Lord, those that teach and the dear children. Do now take us as we go in peace and safety. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.